Changing the Culture. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is The Business Review. Caustic cultures in the workplace can be draining and slowly wear away at human dignity. David Dye, president of Let's Grow, shares how to make the best of a corrosive workplace situation.
When we talk about caustic culture, those are corrosive cultures. They're not fun places to work. And sometimes that's because they're abusive. But usually the common element is that they're not acknowledging the humanity and the people in that culture.
Dye says you can't lead effectively if you feel like a victim. So before you can lead your team, you've got to reclaim your own power to build a new culture together.
The easiest way to do that is to recognize what influence you do have. What are the decisions you can make? So even if the entire rest of the organization chooses to be abusive and use people and treat them like numbers, you can make a different choice. That next step might be as simple as, you know what, when I get into the office today, or when I get on the floor today, I'm going to find somebody doing something right and encourage them and thank them for doing it and tell them why it matters.
Dye encourages spending time with others who are like-minded.
Find the others. Who is there in another department who feels the same way? And start spending time together. But you get to create that oasis. You get to create that pocket, that envelope of excellence where people are treated with dignity and respect on your team. Pretty soon you will have built a culture and you have a chance to transform your entire culture from the inside out.
The Business Review is a production of Livingston and McKay and the Handcammer School of Business at Baylor University.